Hello and welcome to our Ely Team online service for Sunday, June the 28th. My name is Matt, I'm the curate in the Ely Team, and on behalf of all of the churches that make up our team ministry, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to you today and to say that we're really glad that you're joining with us online. Whether you've been here many times before, or this is the first time that you're tuning in to our online service, we're really glad that you're here, and we hope that you are blessed this morning as you join with us in worship. In Psalm 118, we're reminded that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are called to rejoice and to be glad in whatever lies before us today. And we have the chance to be glad and to rejoice now as we invite God to join with us for this next hour of worship, wherever we might be tuning into the service. So if you would like to set this next period of time apart to seek God and to hear him speaking to you, can I invite you to join in with our opening prayer? Please feel free to join in with the words in bold. Faithful one whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we come now to our first song this morning, And Can It Be, a hymn that reminds us of Jesus' love for us and how amazing that is. However you are feeling this morning, do sing or listen to these words and let them sink into your heart. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? So over to our worship team from St. Mary's who are leading us this morning in our sung worship.
For me.
So, Lord Jesus, we give thanks that you were willing to die for us to show us your love. This really is amazing, and we pray that today we would lean on your love and it would strengthen us in all that we are called to do. Amen. Next up, we're going to have our Bible reading, which this week is going to be read to us by Rachel from St. Mary's. Our reading for this week is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 18. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 18. And you might want to find this passage in your own Bible or on your Bible app so that you can read and follow along. Today we're continuing our series focusing on Paul's letter to the Philippians. And this morning, Stephen, one of our ministers in the Ely team and a leader at Christchurch, is going to be speaking to us on the topic of salvation. So over to Rachel for our reading, and then straight over to Stephen for our sermon.
The reading today is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 18. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Hello. Well, shall we start with a prayer? Loving God, thank you for this portion of Paul's writing. And we just pray that as we spend this time thinking about it, that you would speak to us, both as individuals and as a community, about the message that you want heard this morning. In your holy name. Amen. Amen. And when I was first thinking about this passage, for some reason, the image that came into my mind was those people who I remember from my childhood would stand in town centres with big kind of boards and placards and signs saying things like, repent and believe, or things like, turn from your sins, and that somehow that was an effective form of evangelism, apparently, and that standing in town centres, often looking quite grumpy, would somehow bring people to know God. I don't know if that is quite what Paul had in mind when he was writing to the church in Philippi in the part of the book of Philippians that we've read today, when he encouraged them to shine like stars. I don't quite know if that was what Paul had in mind. I don't know what about that image is shining, what about that image is star-like, and the question I often ask myself, what about that image brings forth the good news? And because the good news, as I see it, that we read in Scripture is about this amazing God, this God who is loving and kind, is gracious and faithful, does have a plan of redemption for all of us. But we only open ourselves up to that plan of repentance and forgiveness and redemption if we first know that loving God and trust that loving God and want to commit ourselves to that loving God. So surely the first thing we want to do is present that loving God to people. And to kind of lead into this in the passage, Paul kind of highlights and clarifies who Christ is. And it's important to remember when we're reading kind of Paul's letters, that a lot of Paul's letters were written pre the Gospels. So although in our Bibles we kind of read the Gospel stories and we're like, yeah, and then it can feel a little bit like Paul is backing those stories up. Well, these early letters to early churches were kind of some of the first Christian writings. So Paul's kind of writing these things down so that people don't forget, and those who are coming new to faith know the story of Christ. And the Gospels come just a little bit later. So that's why he's testifying and he's sharing who Christ is. And we glean from this, from his writing about Jesus, that this Jesus is someone who very much lived a life of love, and that he chose servanthood in order to show just the magnitude of God's love. And it's a hugely humble act. And it's through Christ that we see that amazing love of God. And we think about, as we read the stories in the Bible about Christ, about how Christ didn't turn people away, and how Christ was welcoming to all people and actually sought out and went to find the people that other people did not show love to, that we are inspired to get to know that loving God. But also in this passage, Paul has a warning for us. Paul warns us not to grumble and be kind of negative about things, about the way we go about things, which made me think of a little clip from Harry Potter. And in Harry Potter, if you don't know, there's a character called Moaning Myrtle. And let's just take a little look at that clip now.
I didn't see them. I was just sitting in the U-bend thinking about death. Oh, and it fell through the top of my head.
I really love that line. I think it's an excellent piece of dialogue. I was just sitting in the U-bend thinking about death. But I think you glean even from that short clip, if you don't know more about the character and the film, that Moaning Myrtle is not someone that you want to spend time with, and not someone that you'd be particularly fond of, perhaps. And I think we too can sometimes be Moaning Myrtles, with a grumpiness about the way we go about things. And I don't think that that attitude brings people into the love of God. In fact, I wholeheartedly believe it does the opposite and it turns people away. And sometimes actually that's just an internal grumpiness, and we kind of reluctantly do things. And I've been in those places where I'm on the road to do something, or I'm leading something and I just feel a real resentment to doing it. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And my attitude about the whole thing is a bit like, why do I have to do this? And it's in those moments that I try and stop myself and question why I'm feeling that way. And what is it about this thing that is winding me up or annoying me? And am I letting my own feelings get in the way of the good that God wants to do through that thing, that event, that service, that act? I think that's a real helpful thing to ask ourselves sometimes, is when we have these grumpy feelings, these Moaning Myrtle times, what is at the root of that? And perhaps we need to create space to allow time to let God highlight what is going on inside of us. But I do want to say something about that it's okay to be struggling. The Christian life is not always a joyous one. Paul writes plenty about that, and actually Paul at the end talks about, you know, if he ends up dying for this and ends up having a life in prison, you know, that's his lot, that's what's happened to Paul. I just want to say that it's okay to be struggling. It's okay if life is a challenge and life is hard. Being a moaning myrtle is not a not being a moaning myrtle is not about not experiencing life and going through the life challenges. It is okay to be sad and to lament and to not be able to find joy or happiness at certain times. That is a very real human thing. So please don't hear me saying that we shouldn't feel those things. What I am saying is that, as Paul reminds us, we need to go about things with the right heart. And that actually, if we've got a moaning myrtle residing inside of us, we need to question why. And perhaps we ourselves need to return to that figure and character of Christ, who showed us how we go about displaying God's love to the people around us. And something else I want to highlight from this text, which I think is a great reminder, is that Paul does remind the community in Philippi, this new church, that they need to keep doing what they're doing. And it can be really easy to come away from a sermon and feel like you've got 100 new things to try, that you need to really up your game as being the best possible Christian that you can ever be. And no, that's not what I'm saying. For many of us, we just need to keep doing those things that we feel and know that God has called us to do. But maybe we just need to re-remember why we're doing them and the heart behind them. This is not suddenly the time to start taking on new initiatives, particularly not in a place where we're in lockdown and we are working out what the new normal is going to look like. But it is a time to work out what is at the heart of the things that we are doing, both personally and as a community. So, if all else fails, let us return to the figure of Christ, who humbled himself to display to us that great love, that we might be able to share just a touch of it with other people. And we don't do this in our own strength, because that same all-giving Christ, kind of at the ascension, heads back to be with the Creator God, and the Spirit comes and has always been dwelling with us. So we do not do this in our own strength, but we look to the Spirit of God to equip us, enable us, to work in our hearts where that is necessary, to give us the energy we need when that is necessary, and to accompany us on these journeys. So let me finish by praying. Loving God, thank you for Christ. Thank you that Jesus came and showed us how to live a life of love by first bringing us love. May we know that we are loved by you. And may that love, as it transforms us, show in the way we act and the way we go about our lives, that that love becomes positively contagious, in that other people want to know more about you. May we see transformation come in our friends, in our families, in our neighbourhoods, our communities, and in our world. In your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen, for your word to us today and for that reminder that Jesus is transforming us through his love, and that through this transformation we have the chance to share your love with others. As we continue to reflect on Stephen's message to us today, we're going to turn now to our second song this morning, Spirit of the Lord. And you might like to sing along or simply use this song as a time to be still and to reflect on God's love for you, and also bring to mind anybody who you would also like to share this love with.
Spirit of the Lord, come down among us now.
So Holy Spirit, we do want to welcome you afresh into our lives today. And we pray that as we do this, you would help us to know the love you have for us deep in our hearts. Please use our actions, our words, and all that we are to share this love with our world. Amen. Well, we turn now to a time of confession, when we have the chance to confess to God the times when we haven't followed him fully with our whole hearts, and perhaps those moments when we've turned away from him and his great love for us. So if you'd like to use these words to make a prayer of confession, please feel free to join in with the words in bold. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith." And we pray together. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So may the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together we now affirm our faith. Again, if you'd like to join in with the words in bold, please feel free to do this. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And together we pray. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. And I'm going to hand over now to the Brown family, who are going to lead us in our prayers of intercession for today.
Heavenly Father, as King Solomon said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Lord, you are faithful and true. Whoever believes in you shall not perish but have eternal life. You know our concerns and cares, and you are there to hear them and guide us. There is no trouble in this life that you do not understand. You do not worry about politics or the affairs of men, for all this is in your hand. You flung the stars into space and created all that we see around us. You are the one true God, almighty, omnipotent, and yet you care for each one of us. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your care? Even the very hairs of our head are all numbered, and yet you tell us we are worth more than many sparrows.
Father God, we come before you now, conscious of how we fail to live life to reflect your love. Forgive us the many times when we take for granted all that you have done for us. Transform us through your Spirit and empower us to serve you. Forgive us when the busyness of life pushes you out and we forget that you are more important than anything else. Forgive us our selfishness, enlarge our vision, and enable us to be faithful servants of our Heavenly King.
We thank you that the earth is the Lord's and all that's in it. We thank you that whether it be coronavirus or other peril, our times are in your hands. We thank you for what you have done for us in sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross that we might be saved from our sins. We thank you for our church here in Ely and for all the work the clergy and others have done to help us stay connected with our church family. We thank you for the technology and skills that make this possible. We thank you for the beautiful spring weather that we have enjoyed and for the beauty of creation that we see all around.
We ask for guidance for world leaders and all those in a position of power in making the correct decisions when relaxing the lockdown measures. We pray for a swift and safe resumption of normal life, that businesses and the economy may recover rapidly, to ensure adequate funding for the NHS, education, the police, defence of the realm and other essential welfare services. We pray for everyone who has been suffering during this time, whether it be parents struggling to homeschool and work from home, people who've lost their jobs, elderly people in a care home who have not been able to see their families, children whose mental health has suffered from not being in the routine of school and seeing their friends, or people who have been shielding. Lord, everyone has experienced ups and downs, every situation different. You know their individual circumstances. You know what they need to be able to start to get some sense of normality back into their lives. Give them hope, strength and love as the government negotiates a way out of lockdown that will be the best for us all. We ask for guidance for our church leaders, that we may soon be able to gather together to worship you corporately, that they may be bold and courageous in proclaiming your truth. We ask all of this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Well, thank you, Dan, Gemma and Kiara, for leading us in prayer today. Thank you especially, Kiara, for your beautiful singing. And although we didn't get to see Wilf on screen, I'm sure he wasn't very far away. So thank you, Wilf, as well, for your support to your family. We gather all of our prayers together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. So please feel free to join in with this modern version of the prayer, or to pray the more traditional version at home. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So as we draw towards the end of our service this morning, we've got one last song for you to join in with. And this week it is 10,000 Reasons. This final song encourages us to keep on praising God, whatever may pass in our lives today and whatever lies before us in the week ahead. So can I encourage you to keep on blessing the Lord and trusting that as we sing and we pray and we call out to him, he will strengthen us and give us all we need for the coming days.
Sing like never.
Thank you, Lord, that you are rich in love. And today we rest in your love and your promise of salvation. And we pray that you would provide us with strength and all that we need to follow and share you today and in the week ahead. Amen. So as we draw to the end of our service today, thank you for joining us again. A big thank you to everybody who's participated today as well, especially to those who've read, prayed, preached and led us in our sung worship this morning. And thank you too to those of you who've continued to support us financially throughout the coronavirus pandemic. If you're interested in giving to any of the churches that make up the Ely Team Ministry, in the first instance, please do contact the St Mary's office. You can email office@stmarysely.org or call 01353 659 550 and we'll then be able to give you further instructions about how you can give to any of the churches that make up the Ely Team. Don't forget, you can find out the latest details of all that's happening over the next week by visiting the St Mary's website. That's www.stmarysely.org. And do look out for our midweek study video, which will be published online from Monday morning. And as ever, if you have any pastoral concerns or practical needs, please do contact the church office and we'll do our very best to help you out. And just to keep you posted, over the past few weeks, we've actually started up a new online home group, and we're looking to start a second online home group in the next few weeks. So if you're interested in joining, do contact the church office, and they'll be able to put you in touch with the group so you can join that group and enjoy fellowship online. And finally, just to say, on behalf of the PCC, the Standing Committee, and the church leaders at St Mary's, we are really excited to hear in the news over the past few days that churches may soon be able to gather again to resume public worship in our church buildings. At the moment, we're still waiting for the final guidelines to be issued by both the government and our bishops about how we can gather safely together. But when we know more information and believe that we are safe and ready to move forward with public worship, we will write to everybody to let you know how this will work. Please be assured that at least for the next few months, we will continue to produce online services alongside our public gatherings to ensure that those who are shielding or don't yet feel ready to attend a service in person will still be able to participate and remain a member of our church family. So do sit tight and we'll keep you posted. And if you have any ideas or concerns or expectations, then please do get in touch as we would love to hear from you. But for now, as we head out into the rest of our days and the week ahead, I'm going to pray a final prayer of blessing over us. May God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.